Getting really good at bird identification takes time and patience, but the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and Columbia Engineering have each developed a free app for iPhones that will help you figure out individual birds in moments without any understanding of bird taxonomy, no patience required. The Cornell Lab's free app, called Merlin, which will also be available for Android this month, helps you identify a bird when you type in basic information about where and when you saw it, what general size it is, what color it is, you can give up to three main colors, and what the bird was doing. When I entered in a bird the size of a goose or larger on the ground that was gray and red, seen at my location in June, Merlin gave only one result, turkey vulture, when I was thinking of sandhill crane. It did add the sandhill crane and also the red-tailed hawk and wild turkey when I changed my location to Arlington, Wisconsin. When I gave Merlin the choice of a robin-sized bird on the ground that was orange, black, and white, the app gave me eight choices, including the brown thrasher I was thinking of. When I gave it the choice of a bird between sparrow and robin size, buffer brown and white on the ground, it gave 20 choices, with the veery I was thinking of as the first one. To help verify the right choice, Merlin supplies several photographs and a sound recording for each species. Merlin's database started with only 50 species, but once the Cornell team got it working well, they've been increasing the database rapidly. At this point, it's up to about 354 species, and they're constantly adding new ones. Columbia Engineering uses a different approach to visual identification, digital photographs, with their iTunes app, BirdSnap. You have to take a photo of your bird using your iPhone's camera. Then you touch the eye and touch the tail, and the app tries to figure out your bird. To work, it needs a clear, fairly large photo and sometimes seems to get results only with a complete side profile. It yields inconclusive results if just one branch passes in front of the bird, even if almost all of the bird is visible. Since I was testing BirdSnap indoors, I just used shots of some really clear photos I'd already taken with my digital SLR and telephoto lens. BirdSnap will be useful for photographers who want help identifying birds in their photos, as long as the photos are high quality and show the entire bird, almost always from the side. Merlin seems to be more useful for most people, including photographers, who want to figure out what birds they're seeing. These apps are both far from yielding 100% accurate results, but for people who don't want to get into the nitty-gritty discipline of bird identification, they will often give the right names for the birds you see. And as time goes by and they're refined, both promise to grow increasingly more accurate. For those of us who do enjoy tackling our own identifications, both Merlin and BirdSnap are fun and free diversions. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.